You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, the rewatch series. We're going to jump right in. We're almost at the end of season two, you guys. We just came off an amazing week with the first ever group number that wasn't being judged. Salsa group number, that is, with Gloria Estefan. That's when Drew Lachey and I danced that famous Thriller Paso Doble. And now we are heading in to week six. And actually, every couple that is left, which is only five couples, okay, so there's only five couples left. It's week six. There's still an elimination, but we're all doing different dances. So let's just get right to it, starting with Jerry Rice and Anya Trebonskaya dancing a Paso Doble. We've got Tom basically introducing Jerry and Anya, saying who was furious with the judges last week. Well, the ultimate athlete was. And he hasn't settled for his score. It's NFL great Jerry Rice, who riveted the crowd with a stylish samba, which I think he did. He definitely went out there. From what I remember, he went out and he exaggerated everything, and I loved every moment of it. And Jerry Rice and Anya are in confessional saying he's not concerned with the judges' scores. You know, it's almost like a slap in the face in a way. He goes, but I'm just not concerned with it. I'm just going to keep on dancing. Okay, so now it cuts to Detroit, Michigan, where Jerry Rice and Anya are there. He's doing an appearance. They're busy, and this is the worst time to be busy, may I add. This is week seven into the competition, but basically they headed to the Super Bowl, and he says, I have obligations, but nothing's going to get in the way of preparing myself for the apostle. And then you see him basically acknowledge all of his fans, saying that they're voting for him. It's super cute. I just really do love these out-of-studio packages, actually, as a viewer. So dancing, he should do this again. Jerry says, I think it's only right to give something back and to give back to my community of people who have followed my career throughout the years. And they're in some random dance studio. And finally, it cuts to them rehearsing. And yeah, you see that basically Anya gives him a penny or a coin and says, you got to make sure this coin doesn't fall out of your rear end, basically. And it's really important. The reason why she does this is because the Paso Doble is all about making sure your hips and your pelvis is forward, especially for the men, right? And in order for that to happen, you've got to squeeze the booty. So in a way, though, it's funny and it's a visual, like, yes, that actually, it does help. Because when you squeeze your butt, if you do this as I'm talking to you right now, which is kind of weird, but if you try it, naturally, your pelvis moves forward. So you want the majority of your weight to be at the balls of your feet. No pun intended. Anya says, you know, he's got to work on his posture. You know, you got to hold this coin in between your butt. Jerry is naturally a gentleman. So to be a matador in a Paso Doble isn't his vibe. He needs to act more aggressive and more proud. It's about time that Jerry Rice gets angry. And then you see them in rehearsal, in scene, basically her trying to like rile him up a little bit and get that anger out of him. He has to do all the steps. Anya says he has to be able to execute the rhythms and all of that. But he also has to tell the story. That's all I have to do is think about the judges, Jerry said. If they're going to inspire me to go out there and be angry and be that matador, very good. The matador, you're going to say, wow, now he was in it. Anya goes, I knew he was a warrior on the football field, but now you know he's a warrior on the dance floor. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, let's watch their dance. Jerry and Anya opened up the show with a traditional song for the Paso Doble called España Cani. Now, this song is like the typical Paso Doble you would hear in an actual ballroom dance competition, and it has highlights. What I love, though, is that they only hit the first two highlights, and it didn't go on and on forever until the third highlight. That is something that I believe another couple I mentioned prior to this episode, they went on for three highlights, and it was just too long. And I think the reason why it's not as long maybe this week is because we have another group Viennese waltz number that we're doing as a group, as the last final few couples left. But basically, I think Jerry, it's really hard to believe his anger or his seriousness, because he's not a serious, I mean, he is a serious guy, obviously, but he's not an angry guy whatsoever. So see, for me, the intensity definitely comes from the eyes, as you've heard me say before, but with Paso Doble, the shaping was kind of missing. He did try, like I saw him attempt to shape between the elbow and the waist, right? For me, his lines were cut off. So like in the beginning, there is this basic movement where you grow because the music starts to grow and then you uphill into like marches, right? I'm trying to translate this. It's not what it says in the technique book, but they had great syllabus in their actual routine. Like this is a straight up silver or gold, closed gold pro-am, I would say, routine that you would see that in real ballroom competitions when teachers dance with their students called pro-am. But with Jerry, he should have used his length to his advantage, meaning he cut off his arm movement. So when your arms are growing, let's say your arms are growing and it's going all the way, and then he just cut it off too short. I would have loved for him to really extend and finish his lines. Another thing too was that his actual like ground, he was grounded, which is great to see. I think intention should have been more towards really keeping that coin in between his butt talks, that is. And his weight needed to come a little bit more forward, almost like he was going to fall over. Like you're not standing, you're still standing up tall, but the more awareness between his chin and chest and keeping his nipples to the sky and his weight forward onto the balls of his feet would have really helped. There was a moment in his facial expressions, and I don't like to talk about facial expressions because it's really more about emotions from within. When he's questioning something or maybe he didn't feel confident in a certain piece, it shows on his face. Okay, so for me, when I dance the Paso Doble, it comes from a real situation that I've gone through, or the emotion is a real thing. The music makes me feel. And for some people, they don't feel it. And that's okay too. But it's really hard to teach it. And I think that's when Carrie Ann says something like, I feel like it was manufactured, or your facial expressions didn't show, it wasn't consistent. It's because they don't feel the music. They just don't feel it. And you can't teach that. You either feel it or you don't. And it's really black and white like that. But anyway, I thought it was an overall great job. I loved the way that Anya mapped out the choreography. You saw Coup de Piques, you saw a flamenco section, you saw appels, you saw marches, you saw chasse capes. I think they attempted a twist turn or two. And I feel like his footwork was spot on. You know, he was still, this is the only Latin dance out of the five dances that you can do heel leads in, right? So that definitely was something that he executed well, I must say. And I loved the story. They started weird placement on the floor, but that's just a style preference, I think. But they started facing the stage as opposed to facing the audience or the front of the room, which was odd. But he dragged her. It was dramatic. However, it wasn't believable 100% coming from Jerry. I give Anya and Jerry a 7. Now let's hear what the judges have to say, shall we? Tom Bergeron asks Len what he looks for in a Paso Doble. And he says, well, the Paso Doble, you know, the guy is trying to create the atmosphere with the bullfights, strong and arrogant. And I must say, you got right into the character. Next week's the semifinal. I'm expecting everyone to up their game. He said, I like the amount of basic stuff you put in there. That was great. But for me, there was nothing to make me jump up and down, Len said. Carrie Ann says, I mean, that was very powerful. The attitude, you know, it's lighter. And finally, it was. I can say it was fantastic, Carrie Ann says. I thought that was definitely your energy. It was nice to see your footwork. You got a little stumble here and there, but fantastic job. And then Bruno says, well, it was like Moses parked in the Red Sea and you carry down that way. It was simple but effective. You stumbled a little bit. It was a shame, but your attitude was better. It was much, much better as far as your posture goes. And he says, good. Now they go backstage with Samantha Harris to get their scores. Tom basically introduces the Viennese waltz and says you might want to wait and see until all of the dances before you put in your vote. So here they are. We're all in the red room cheering on Jerry and Anya. Anya looks drop-dead gorgeous, as always. And Samantha asks Jerry, basically, you know, you're at the Super Bowl being honored and when they were there for their package and you still found time to rehearse. And then Jerry says, the Paso Doble, you know, just this whole show is completely taking over my life. He says, I'm dedicated and I knew I had to work at the Super Bowl, you know, but my partner as well, it's like, you know, she's kicking butt. So all we can do is just put one foot in front of the other. And it was also great meeting all the MVPs too. So the judges' scores, Carrie Ann gave Jerry and Anya an 8, Len Goodman a 7, and Bruno gave an 8. I agree with Len. So that's a total of 23 out of 30. It was the same score as last week. Samantha pointed out, are you happy with it? He goes, well, you know, of course, I just want more. He goes, I'm determined and I'm just going to keep working and vote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's move on to yours truly, couple number two, Drew and Cheryl. Now, before I even watch this, this tango was the death of me. Remember, it was a ballroom dance, so it was a standard dance, no breaking hold. Regardless, smooth or standard, I was super insecure about it. This is my first season. I definitely got help from my coach, Wendy Johnson. Shout out to her. And I have to say, this tango became, I think, what put Drew on the map for being a contender. I believe it was our first perfect score, but this tango, like one of the shots, whoever shot us as far as pictures go, whether it was Getty Images or Wire Image, but it made the cover of like Deadline or some magazine or Variety. It was Variety. Variety magazine basically introducing the show as like a phenomenon and how it was Emmy nominated for the first time. And it was a picture of me and Drew doing tango to Black Eyed Peas. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Anyway, I thought it was brilliant. It was really, you know, it was put together in a careful way, but the dynamic and the musicality of it. Good job, Wendy Johnson. Just saying, thank you so much for your help. And I have to say, you know, when I give a lot of credit to Wendy for helping me through, especially the first few seasons, I was so lost, but I learned so much from her as far as how to make a pedestrian learn how to dance. And I, like I said in my previous episodes, you know, she was my secret weapon for sure during my time on the show. So she deserves an Emmy just for that, because boy, oh boy, am I not easy sometimes to work with when I'm insecure. Anyway, let's watch the magic, shall we? Okay, so it starts out with Tom saying, this couple got 9s from our judges last week. That's right, 3 9s. It's not perfect, but it's not peanuts, huh? Okay, so then it cuts to a clip of our samba with the sleeves that I ripped off. So they're really pinning us and Stacy and Tony up together, right? It cuts to Carrie Ann saying, you have to really watch your shoulders a little bit. She said to put your shoulders down. And it cuts to Drew's master interview saying, my shoulders are down. I just don't have a long neck. They'll probably look at this interview and say his shoulders are up. But why do your shoulders look like that? I said. And he goes, because they're my shoulders. As I've been trying to tell people like this for the last 4 weeks, the Lachey family, they're very close. And this was the time where his wife was pregnant with their first, I think their firstborn, I believe. Anyway, so, you know, it's Super Bowl Sunday. This family, Cincinnati Bengals, is their team. That's something I'll never forget. They're from Ohio and they take their football very seriously. And I'm assuming they must have been in the Super Bowl. I sure hope that they were, because they just honestly probably needed content for our package and they wanted any excuse to bring in the big brother, Nick Lachey. I'm pretty sure he's the older brother, right? Anyway, so we're rehearsing our tango. First of all, I correct Drew and his shoulder problem that two of the judges pointed out the previous week, and he was making excuses in his interview saying, that's just my shoulders, like, and I don't have a long neck. And then Drew goes, I bet you they're going to say something about me just doing this interview that my shoulders are up. And then it cuts to us doing a little bit of tango and then me saying to Drew, why do your shoulders look like that? And so he goes, like, what? And I said, well, instead of putting your shoulders down, try and bring your shoulders back. Meaning, like, what I was trying to say is rest your shoulders onto your lateral muscles on, you know, where they are located on your back, your shoulder blade, basically. And so when he did that, I was like, oh, it was like a aha moment, and it changed everything. And then it cuts to my interview basically saying, you know, just because he was able to conquer his shoulder problem doesn't mean we're going to stop rehearsing. Then next day, we rehearse our routine. We're walking through it. And then it cuts to Leah, Drew's wife, and his brother, Nick Lachey, basically there to pick up Drew to watch Super Bowl Sunday. And I was like, you're not going anywhere until you get this routine. So then I invite them to take a seat. I said, you guys can watch if you want, but he's not ready to go yet. And then it cuts to us rehearsing and Drew pointing out to Nick and Leah, his wife, saying, that's kind of funny. That's kind of how you guys like are on the show. Like, this is where you guys sit. Then it cuts to Nick Lachey trying to distract us, and he's trying to count our actual routine. He's like, and one. And then Drew's like, shut up, I can't concentrate. And then he goes, tour jeté, jeté, and like all these non-ballroom dance moves that you would maybe hear, I think, in the ballet world or whatever. And then Leah goes, that's not even what they're doing. And then Drew goes, shut up, as he's dancing with me. And then finally he got his routine down and I let him go. Nick gets up, tackles Drew, picks him up onto his shoulders, and then runs out. Look, I think this was the only week, to be quite honest, #BTS was the only week that Nick could come and watch our rehearsals. and it was already heading into the semifinals. And if we didn't have Nick come this week, it was like a big deal. It was like, this is the only week we've got, like, the semifinals. That's like a whole package of its own. I think it's like meeting his family. I think this was the season where they would travel, like, to wherever the celebrity is from or wherever their families are located. I don't know, maybe not. But then it's the finals, right? So this was the last week. And I know with Nick's hectic schedule back in the day, it was a real issue as far as scheduling goes. And it just happened to be Super Bowl Sunday. It's basically like Christmas at the Lachey household, that is. Let's look at our dance. So our tango, shut up, just shut up, shut up. Okay, it was super intense. It had amazing basic figures and moments. There was actually one little stumble, so I'm shocked that we got a perfect score. However, I'll take it, as always. But the intensity was definitely there. Something that, like, I pointed out about Jerry, for example, like with Drew, he feels this music. And I'm not so sure if Jerry were to dance the Paso Doble to another song, if he would have felt that more. Now I understand maybe a little bit as to why the producers don't want all traditional music. It depends on the celebrity. For example, when I danced with William Levy, we had great traditional Latin music, like my favorite, right? And that's because of, you know, he feels it. He's Latin, got Latin blood. Anyway, but back to Drew, I thought this tango was solid. I think we could have done a little bit more when it comes to the musicality of it, but you saw moments of sharpness. You saw moments of softness. His footwork was great. He had sharp movement, yet he still was able to glide across the floor. I mean, it wasn't an easy routine by any means, but there were certain nuances that weren't played out as much as I would have liked to see, especially with the level today, right, that you see on the show now. I don't think this would be a great solid tango. And mind you, back in season two, it was amazing, right? No one's ever really seen anything like it. But I think that nowadays, if we were to reenact this whole tango, we would have to play with the music a little bit more and add not necessarily harder steps, but I think something that I didn't really understand back in the day was the fact that repetition is key when doing anything that is a crowd pleasing moment. Like, there's this moment in our tango or in the song where it goes, stop the walking, baby, and I start walking, whatever. Anyways, the music goes from like, shut up, just shut, very staccato, right? And it goes into this slow part. And we do these like slow walks, which actually got the crowd really excited, obviously. But it was because we repeated it. And now I understand, like, repetition, not only in the rehearsal space, but also when doing a crowd pleasing moment, like, for example, the Thriller, Paso Doble, when we busted out into the Thriller, like, you need to do at least 8 counts of something in order for the audience to really see what they're seeing, right? So I know for, you know, any pros or new pros that go on the show, repetition is a good thing, especially if it's musical and it's in the music. If the music, if the chorus or the verse repeats itself, has the same mood, you probably want to repeat the actual choreography, was something that I learned as well. But I liked this tango because my Dumb and Dumber hair, first of all, perfect for this number. I loved our outfits. So that helped. We were in like chocolate brown outfits. It was really intense. We never lost the character and it was musical. I mean, for the most part, I would say, though, if it were between the Paso Doble and the tango for a perfect score, I would have given the Paso Doble a perfect score versus this. But I think also with the wardrobe, when with the whole shoulder issue with Drew, you know, there are ways that you can manipulate what the judges see or what the people at home see as far as costumes go. For example, for me, I've got a longer torso than legs. So what do? To elongate my legs, first of all, I always wear heels, hence why I hate dancing barefoot. But I also make sure that my costumes, like the cut of it, is high onto my waist, so that it really elongates my body to make it look more balanced, right? I'm not being mean to myself. It's just facts. Now, with someone like Drew, who may not have the longest neck, I wouldn't ever put him in a closed button-up shirt with a tie, because you're cutting off half and with a high collar on top of it, because then you cut off his neck altogether. But for this tango, we made sure that they sewed down the lapel, There's like tricks of the trade. I make sure all of my partners inside their jackets, if they're wearing suits, that there's an elastic, right, that goes from inside the coat, like a button where you can put the elastic onto it, and then a button onto the trousers so that it pulls the jacket down. So when you're in frame, if I say to my partners in their fittings, because we all do fittings, me and my partner and the couples do fittings at the same time, different rooms, obviously. But when I say, okay, let me see your arms in frame, and I see the coat rise up right away, wardrobe knows I'm a stickler for it. Yeah, there are ways to mask that from happening. There's little tricks of the trade, just saying. And also what helps too, to elongate for women with maybe shorter legs, let's say, never wear colored shoes. Always wear the same color shoe as your actual skin tone, which in this case for me was heavily spray tanned. So I was very brown, almost as brown as my chocolate brown dress. Anyway, let's see what the judges had to say for our tango, because I don't score myself. But if I had to, I would have done a 9. I would have said a 9, not a 10, but that's okay. Let's hear what the judges had to say. So Bruno goes, well, the tango, the most emotional, passionate dance in the dramatic form that is, requires really staccato movements and actions, no rise and fall, and you did everything. It was great. Len says, you've commanded that dance. It suited your personality, all of the aggression, the fire, the staccato. It was your best performance today. And then Carrie Ann goes, they're right, meaning the other two judges are right. She says, great job. And then Tom goes, okay, I'm sure I can guess what you're thinking. Is this the night you get the 10 or all 10s? And Drew goes, I have no idea, but we're going to find out, I guess, right now. And so we head back to the red room. We're very happy with our performance for the most part. And let's see, do we get a perfect score? Okay, so we are now in the red room with the lovely Samantha Harris. I've got so much makeup on. Okay, fun fact, you guys, literally, I would beg my makeup artist, who was the head of makeup department, I think, at that time. I was like, you need to pack on the glitter and we need to do a smoky eye to where my eye looks all black and just a bunch of glitter everywhere. Anyway, we get our scores and we see the perfect 10. So 10, 10, 10. I jump up and down literally for joy and I'm so happy. You can tell because you see my gummy smile. And Drew is basically saying, you know, I guess my shoulders did stay down. He says, what I love is that, you know, we're dissecting the routine. I didn't do that well the previous weeks, but now I feel like I'm kind of on my way up. And then Drew basically gives a shout out to his wife and saying, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. And also shouts out to his family saying, you know, because of their support, it has really helped me along this process.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, let's move on. We've got George and Edita, the rumba. Maybe this is the dance that she wore the diamonds. Shall we see? So it starts out with George Hamilton and his professional partner, Tom says, Edita Slavinska. It gives a recap of his samba that I thought butchered, but he still got a great score. Maybe it was because they wanted Master P out, but Tom says last week, George pared down his props and tuned up his technique, scoring big with the scintillating samba. Len says, a recap, you know, there's a saying, dancing for joy, and that's what you brought to this. You give everyone so much joy. George, in rehearsal, says to Edita, okay, I'm going to use the technique to go to the distance, he says, and there's the difference, you know, in age and youth, he says. This week, the rumba is very specific, the way you move, and it's strong, and it has to be related to the person you're with. If it's done wrong, it looks feminine. If it's done right, it's sexy. Good job, George. This hand that always is out there, he says, and they do this little twirl. It's just not masculine to me. I don't really relate to that other than I had a wonderful idea to bring in somebody that could show me the rumba from the male side. Guess who walks in? Edita's husband, Alec Mazzo. And you know what? I have to say, I wish that the show would allow mentors a little bit. The fact that they don't really, promote us getting help, I think this is what The Voice does, honestly, that really makes it appealing, especially these packages, is when they have mentors. You know, nowadays, since the show's been going on for so many seasons, they can have celebrity mentors on, you know, maybe like old popular professional dancers. Thoughts? That would be a fun little thing to add, right? But let me know in the comments on Instagram at Sex Lies and Spray Tans if I'm onto something. Okay, so you've got Edita and Alec basically showing George what he needs to do. And he's basically saying, just copy me with whatever I'm doing. And then Alec is now observing as George and Edita are practicing. And he clearly forgot and went blank. And Edita was so sweet in his ear, was like, forward, left, back, or something like that. Or forward, side, back. And whispered it. And then George goes, okay, thank you. And then Alec goes, what? And George goes, she asked me for my number. And then it's so cute. It was super charming. He just is a charming person who literally came on the show, obviously, you know, isn't a dancer, but has showmanship and has charisma that, again, you can't teach. But it's because of that is where he almost made it to the semifinals. He's a quarter finalist, you guys. So he beat out a lot of good couples, just saying. Anyway, I want you guys to watch this. Make sure you go to the link in our bio on at Sex Lies and Spray Tans. Just click on that link. It'll take you here. You'll have to find, I have organized everything to where you'll see it all written out as far as what you're looking for. So for this, you would be looking for George and Edita's rumba, because this is the diamonds that Edita was referring back to when I had interviewed her on the show. She said that it was like worth close to $1 million of diamonds, and they had security follow them throughout the day. She said during rehearsal, one fell off her, but she is covered in diamonds. She looks amazing. Like, no one has ever looked as amazing as Edita. I'm just saying, hands down, especially in this number. She looks like a freaking movie star, like old Hollywood movie star. And then with, of course, you've got George Hamilton in his tuxedo made perfectly for him by Mr. Garo. Shout out to Mr. Garo. Anyway, let's watch their dance. What a great way, though, to leave on a high note if they do get eliminated. I have to point this out because I've been asking or been wanting George to have a bigger bass, you know, whenever he's not in movement or he doesn't have steps, let's say, and let's say Edita is like dancing around him. I always say I wish he had a wider bass. Wow. This man definitely had a wide stance, especially when at that certain moment when Alec was teaching him this one trick where they're supposed to be stretching in opposite directions in order to keep balance and not drop Edita, you know, on her ass. You have to like go in opposition, right? That's a lot of ballroom in general. You have to, you're always in opposition in order to create that tension, to create speed and dynamics between the couple. Anyway, that's very technical, but he did that and boy, did he look amazing. See, that's the key. Okay. Like if your celebrity can't dance, just make him look good standing, meaning like really manipulate his body, get it into his muscle or her muscle memory, whatever that looks like on your partner or your celebrity. It really makes a difference. Like if they don't understand basic movement or if it's awkward or if they just are not dancers, get, now I understand. Wendy would always say, just get him to look good standing there. Meaning wide base, feet past the shoulders, like get your celebrity used to just looking good by just standing there. Chest up, chin up, confidence, you know, arms, spatial awareness between the elbow and the rib cage, just like he looked phenomenal, but the rest, not so much, right? Like he definitely had a lot of cucarachas, which are basically it's your weight transferring from side, from foot to foot, but you have to transfer your weight fully, like 100% onto your leg, or else you can't get maximum hip action. But his arms and the decoration of what he was doing was a little too narrow. Like he didn't create that amazing space that he had during that one trick where he created that huge base, right? That looked so amazing on him. Like I almost jaw-dropping amazing. You guys have to check it out. Anyway, the whole mood, the character, of course he nailed. They had moments where, you know, he was just laughing at himself, but not to the point where it took him out of his focus of the routine. I think the choreography could have been a little bit better. There were moments where Edita accented like shakes, for example, like, and he just stood there instead of, I would have just been more interactive with my partner and would have given him, I think, more intention when it comes to those moments, those memorable moments that people will, you know, definitely keep in their thought process when voting. So, but again, she was dripping with diamonds. She looked fabulous. They just looked so good together. Charming. I mean, you don't get a celebrity every season like this, right? He has that it factor, George does. And it was like Len said it the best. Like it's such a joy to watch these two together. Anyway, I give George and Edita a 6 only because we're heading into the semifinals. So let's see what the judges had to say. Kirianne goes, I love your dancing and I love the entertainment. She says, well, you know, tonight the product is all about the female seducing their partner. And actually, there are just some things I really have to raise. You have to really raise the bar for. Kirianne said, well, that was a rumba, you know, for the female is seducing her male. And we like to see lots of hip action. And I have to say, you know, you are just such a fantastic entertainer that I couldn't take my eyes off of you. And I saw all of it. A little bit more dancing, though. And you had more hip action, which was on par tonight. And Bruno says, well, tonight the production was Dynasty, the musical. Alexis Carrington and Blake Carey, darling. The first encounter, the full story, the grammar. What's next? What are you going to do next? And Len goes, okay, well, a little bit of a disappointment for me. He says, you know, it's not really a rumba. He goes, you know, George, I'm one of your biggest fans. I love your dancing and I love the entertainment. You give it to me. He says, but I saw only one back basic, a couple of cucarachas hand to hand. There just wasn't enough content. You're just standing there. So clearly Len was a little grumpy that night, but you know, he's right. There wasn't a lot of content. And that's exactly what I said. I wish there would have been just a little bit more substance in their routine as far as choreography goes. But let's see what they got as far as scores go. So here they are standing next to Samantha Harris. You see Anya in the background there already in her Viennese waltz outfit, ready to do the group number. The judges give George and Edita an 8. Len gives a 7 and Bruno gives an 8. Oh, that's pretty good still, giving them a total of 23 out of 30. and basically tying with Jerry Rice and Anya Trebunskaya. Samantha goes to George, "We know that you're a notorious ladies' man." Is he? How did it feel to get romance tips from last year's winner, Alec Mazzo? "I can't really apply those tips from Alec in my regular life," he says. "I can't apply them at all. He's got the girl."
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's move on to Lisa and Louie's quick step. Okay, so here we have Louie and Lisa's package. We have a recap of what Carrie Ann basically called their samba, a disco number. So clearly she didn't like it very much. And then the judges were bickering and fighting about the fact that Carrie Ann said that. And then it cuts to Lisa's package or her master interview saying, "Well, I must be a contender because we've got the judges fighting for me or fighting about me." And then it cuts to their rehearsal, Louie and Lisa's quick step rehearsal. And then she gets quite emotional again. And I think, you know, for her, she points out that her last ballroom dance was their first dance, was the waltz, and that they got a really low score. So I think there's fear now going back to any type of ballroom standard or smooth dances, right? And with the quick step, especially, which is different from their waltz, actually, they actually cannot break hold. That's one of the two dances that you have to stay and hold in, which is really restricting for most people. And they don't have the freedom. Like any step that goes wrong in the quick step, it's quite obvious. And everything is puzzled or mapped out perfectly. Like if the guy's stepping forward and the girl decides to step forward, for example, you're going to see them step on each other, right? Like any, I'm sure you guys have, who have watched the show now for decades or years even, have seen that. Like any like missed hop or whenever we do the fast footwork stuff where it's like kick and out and woodpecker, you know, whatever, pendulum with the, when we do the footwork and it's not necessarily us moving around the floor, it's more stationary. You see when we mess up. Anyway, she breaks down because, you know, you hear Louie or they edit Louie being a taskmaster and basically saying everything negative, not negative, but just being a teacher. I totally don't think what he did was wrong. But I think at that moment, Lisa really needed some positive reinforcement. So if I were a dude, probably not best to partner someone like Lisa with me because I'm also not great at positive reinforcement unless deserved, right? Anyway, she probably really needed it. Again, you're at the point in the competition where you see the light at the end of the tunnel, but any little thing anyone says or bad look anyone gives you, you're about to kill someone because we are sleep deprived. We are everything deprived. Anyway, the quick step means also when you're doing it later on in the competition, the music gets a little longer, so that ain't fun. And then she also had to practice the Viennese group dance, right? The Viennese waltz, another ballroom dance. So she has this trigger or fear behind anything in closed hold or frame. So Louis, meaning the producers, decided to do another out-of-studio package, which you guys, I think really you guys should do more of. If any producer is listening right now, I think the show needs it because it really is a nice break to get out of the rehearsal space. Now, mind you, if you can find a way to do it in less than just like a day, making it not take up a full day, that would be great, but who knows? Anyway, Louis basically says, I decided to bring in someone who can teach Lisa etiquette lessons. So it's this older woman who has an English accent, teaches Lisa how to hold her posture up by sucking in her stomach, has Lisa balance a book on her head, but the book falls down, audience laughs, and then it cuts back to their rehearsal, and it's almost as if she was a magician because she was able to get through the routine per Louis three times in a row. And fun fact, Louis actually loves rehearsing and repeating, and it's all about repetition. So he's not one to shy away from a jive, a quick step, a rumba. Like, he ain't going to let you leave the rehearsal until you get through it from top to bottom at least 20 times in a row, not even exaggerating. He is a stickler for repetition, hence why he was world champion, just saying. Okay, so Lisa and Louis' quick step, I have to say, I mean, it was great. I thought that they took up too long. Like, they took up a 4/8, which is, I would say, 15 to 20 seconds of their beginning doing really nothing. I wish they would have at least, though the music didn't call for them to, like, dance full out in the quick step, they could have been a little bit more, or Louis could have choreographed something a little bit more exciting than just nothing, right? Like, first impression, last impression is vital. I think that, you know, in general, I think I have this, I'm a stickler for a frame, right? Like, frame needs to be a wide, strong frame. And, you know, Louis, maybe that's just not his style, but I don't know. I think that his frame was too narrow, which then obviously affected Lisa's frame. It almost looked like they were walking through their quick step until the last, I would say, 30 seconds or less, 15 seconds of their routine, where they finally kicked it up and they went crazy in a good way. Like, organized crazy. And then they ended by running up the stairs and running about halfway up the huge stairway, the staircase, basically the two staircases that flank the orchestra. But they ran up together on one of those staircases and ended their routine. And I thought it was great. But, like, I don't know. I think that I wish it would have been a little bit more dynamic. I know the music just slowly, like, became faster and faster. And the energy of the music as well didn't really call for, like, high energy quick step, but I think that the gliding could have been a lot longer. Like, if you're not doing the quick, like, running or the hopscotch part of the quick step, then you should really be using the power of your legs and feet to really glide across the floor a little bit more, and to use the connection between two people and the energy to use each other to really showcase and execute that. But I have to say, it is a huge improvement from her waltz. And yeah, I give Lisa and Louis an 8. Now let's hear what the judges have to say. So Len says, well, in the quick step, you want to see speed, you want to see control, you want to see a lovely posture and great movement. And Len said, you did exactly that. And then Carrie Ann said, you need to throw all that fear you have about ballroom dancing out of the window because you can do ballroom, girl. Good for you. Bruno said, emancipation of Lisa is now complete. Lisa was jumping up and down for joy, and basically both Louis and her just looked so happy, and they get their scores in the red room with Samantha. But prior to this, I just want to point this out, how obvious it is that they put me and Drew and Stacy and Tony up against each other. He goes, next, we'll get their scores. And later, can Stacy, because she's dancing next, catch up to Cheryl and Drew's perfect score? Or have they turned the tables? So funny. I don't think they would do this to this day, because clearly, you know, that these two couples are most likely going to make the final. But anyway, it's interesting how they made that so obvious. Anyway, let's go to the judges' scores. They give Louis and Lisa 999. That gives them a total of 27 out of 30. So let's move on to Stacey Keibler and Tony Devilani. They're dancing a jive, so let's take a look at their package. Okay, so they do a recap of Stacey Keibler and Tony's samba performance where, you know, Stacey Samba was so sexy, supposedly it was a threat. Bruno is a huge fan of Stacey, and it cuts to him basically saying, "You are a weapon of mass seduction." And then it cuts to their rehearsal for the jive. You can tell that Tony and Stacey are getting along. Like, they've hit the worst part of their whole partnership, which was like the bickering and kind of like Tony really being super competitive, which he still is. You can tell from his interviews. He's like, you know, getting 3 tens for Stacey that night was just incredible. But we both know that what matters in the end, it's who's holding that mirror ball trophy. And his eyes didn't blink. So he was in it to win it. Tony goes, the All-American girl gets to do the All-American dance in America. They're going to love her because, you know, there was no jive without the American soldiers. And that's the reason why people jived all over the world. I didn't know that. It was our troops that actually brought jive to the rest of the world in 1940. So here they are. They go to Camp Pendleton and they are going to test out their jive in front of the soldiers who were, it was really cool to see actually, to see all of them cheer Stacey on and like chant Stacey, Stacey. One of the soldiers does an interview and says, when someone like Stacey shows up here, it boosts the morale extremely high, which is awesome for these Marines. Many of them have just returned from Iraq. Many are just, you know, are on their way over. And Stacey goes, oh my God, the reception we got from the troops was just unbelievable. I had chills all over my body. It was so awesome. You know, after getting the 3 tens last week, I was thinking about the next week. Tony says, what can we do to inspire ourselves? Visiting the troops completely did just that. And they're such great supporters. They were really behind Stacey and it meant so much to us. And Stacey goes, we are approaching this competition with a whole new attitude. To get down and jive. So let's take a look at that. Okay, so Stacey and Tony's jive, I thought it was high energy. She actually, in a way, shockingly, was able to move very light on her feet. I guess I never have seen, you know, Stacey do a high intense dance like this, but she was able to look as if it was easy, yet she was nailing every single step in the choreography. The only thing I would say as far as her technique goes, when doing jive kicks, her kicks were a little too outwards instead of kicking down into the floor to create more speed and sharpness. Like her kicks were basically out past her body instead of keeping everything nice and compact. I would have liked to see more rebound. Like she got the initial rebound, but then she needed to continue that pump, that jive pump that you need that is created by your ankles and feet to be able to execute the rhythm of the jive, which is like a one, a two, a three, a four, a five, like that. That is the rhythm. And it's like she just did a one, two, a three, four, instead of a one, a two, a three, a four. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. Anyway, I thought her kicks could have been a lot sharper and more compact. But all in all, I give Tony and Stacey a 9. I thought it was great. And fun fact, you guys, this is why I had there was no chance in hell in my mind that we were going to beat Stacey and Tony, because if you were to do the average of their scores versus our scores, they had way more tens than we ever had. Like we had just started getting tens, right? Like from our Paso Doble, we got 110 to our Tango, we got our first perfect score. But remember, Tony and Stacey had a perfect score like week 3 of the competition or something. And they've been consistently getting really high scores. And they're about to get another perfect score. So that's when I think Drew and I were like, we got to really step it up for this freestyle. Just saying. Bruno basically says, that was excitement. That was full of energy, fast, precise. Your kicks and flicks were amazing. Your pivots, you both did them all like a bomb went off. And then Len goes, just because you have long legs, that doesn't mean that you can't execute jive properly. And Daddy Long Legs, you absolutely killed it, or you absolutely did that. Len would never say kill it. But there's nothing really much to say other than it was pretty much perfect, is what Len said. Wow. Carrie Ann also said, yeah, I agree with the two judges. That was pretty amazing. So they go into the red room with Samantha Harris, and Tony says, look, it doesn't matter what we do at all. We need your guys' vote. It's very important. America, please do your thing. Samantha goes, you know, you're known to be a tough taskmaster, but we've seen you in a bubble bath and we've seen you around with Marines. What happened to the bad boy of ballroom? So basically, Samantha eggs it on. She goes, Cheryl and Drew, come here, because clearly they're asking for her to do this in her ears, meaning the producers are. And she goes, you know, you guys got a tie. You both got perfect scores. And then Drew goes, why can't I just have the one perfect score of the night? Why does it always have to be up against Tony and Stacy? Just jokingly. And wow, you see such a huge height difference between Stacy. Drew was in the middle and then Tony on the other side. Wow, we're short. Anyway, let's move on to the last dance of the quarterfinals of season two, the Viennese Waltz, done to Alicia Keys' Falling. It was a hot mess, but I do love the fact that we're doing the same dance on the dance floor all together. However, I don't think we should have included lifts, but whoever was in the middle basically was the couple who did lifts or a trick. And out of every single couple, I think everyone really upped their game as far as lifts or tricks go. Louis and Lisa, I thought, had the most powerful one. Louis's a trickster, what can I say? But except for George and Edita, he was literally doing the chicken dance, which was quite funny. But, you know, visually, and as far as I think spacing goes, you know, when you dance with other couples, that's the last thing that we want to think about. But I remember hashtag BTS when we were rehearsing this, because we didn't really get to this until like, what, the Saturday before the live show on Monday and before camera blocking on Sunday. But we didn't really care so much about this because, one, they didn't even show a package or film it. And two, we weren't being scored. However, doing two of these group numbers in a row in 2 weeks was a little bit much. I think this should have been scored and should have been rehearsed more, but it was only season two, so I'm going to throw them a bone. Drew and I messed up. That was quite obvious, like getting into the Viennese like circle or doing natural and reverse turns. We clearly didn't practice this, and I don't think anyone did, to be quite honest. We didn't stay in the center. Like whoever the couple was in the center was off center. The lighting was off. Everything was off. It was just, and then also we have to stay a certain amount of feet away from all the cameras. So it was just really challenging, I think, especially not having the right guidance at that time because we didn't have a Mandy Moore back then. So it was kind of left up to us. I think maybe we had somebody look at it, but I think maybe Louis took over. I don't even remember, you guys, but it wasn't necessarily a great dance to end the quarterfinals on. But, you know, they were still testing stuff out. And for the most part, you know, it was just, the point was just to see everyone come together and see, you know, who should be moving on to the semifinals. And yeah, I think we all pretty much, if I were to score it, I would give this whole number probably a 7. So let's hear what the judges have to say. Len says, thankfully, you know, we won't be scoring this dance. It's just to help you decide, you know, who deserves to be in the semifinals. He goes, I'm looking for lots of rotation. You know, gentle, lyrical movement, nice hold, nice posture. I saw that in the actual Viennese Waltz part. I thought Tony and Stacy were great, but I thought also Drew and Cheryl. Bruno says, I have to go with Stacy on this one. And he said, look, you've been a force to be reckoned with, he said, because you have the most beautiful lines and your arms are like a beautiful ballerina. And he goes, the way you just finish your moves, the way you hold your posture is just beautiful. Yeah, I think it was really, the rotation was lost. The rotation just wasn't happening at all. It was kind of messy, to be quite honest. This definitely wouldn't fly by today, put it this way. Anyway, so that's it. That's a wrap for the Rewatch Series Season 2, Week 6. We've only got 2 more weeks left, you guys. Next week is the semifinals, and then it's the finale, okay? Before heading into season 3. Let us know your thoughts, your comments, and thank you for listening. Sending you love. Bye. Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle. And make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.